Today on We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about Chicago. I'm Mr. Cellophane here telling you that when you're good to this podcast is good to you. So get ready to be razzle-dazzled and all that jazz because we're talking about Chicago.
Musicals, jazz hands.
I love it.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hitting my vocal cords.
Why, though? Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. But today we're gonna talk about Chicago. Ain't that right, Elise?
We sure are. Let's hit him with that alternate title.
Okay, we got an alternate title coming right at you. Why are we like radio DJs from the 70s right now?
Let's hit him with that alternate title, y'all.
All right, here we go. Alternate title coming up right now in 3, 2, 1.
Kablam!
He had it coming. That's the alternate title. Gosh, that's so anticlimactic the way we did it that time. All right, well, the alternate title this week is He Had It Coming, thanks to @anam.kara_. Oh, boy. That's a mouthful.
Oh, boy.
Tegan, change your Instagram title.
Yeah, just change it. Get rid of it.
But thank you, and listen to our podcast all the time because we love you. All I care about is love. Bring it back to Chicago.
That was pretty good.
At least this was your first time seeing Chicago, was it not?
Oh, it sure was. Radio DJ.
Well, why don't you go, caller? You're on. Tell us about your first Chicago experience.
Well, I really liked it.
Well, what? Is that what your caller voice sounds like?
You know, it always sounds like scratchy and really far away.
Yeah.
Because they're on a cell phone going through a tunnel in Wisconsin or something.
A first time caller, long time listener.
Oh, I forgot to say that. Yeah. That's what I should have done.
Or you can just do it again.
Wait, you got to hit me. You got to set it up again.
Are we really doing this? I forgot what I was saying. Oh, hey caller, you're Chicago something, tell me about it.
Hey.
Wow, not any better.
Hold on, one more time.
Caller number 5, you're on the air. Tell us about your first Chicago experience.
Where's your awesome accent? You lost it.
Was that not? I thought that was awesome.
No, come on.
Hello, caller number 5. You're on the air. Tell us about your first Chicago experience. Tell us about the Windy City.
Hey, James. Long time listener, first time caller. I love the movie. That's all I have to say. Gotta go.
Okay, thanks. Coming up next is the band Chicago, ironically. Okay, well, glad that is over.
Worth it.
Elise, did you really like it, though? Did you like Chicago?
I did. You know, I've been there before. This was a different experience, though.
It wasn't, like, all jazzy when you got to Chicago?
There wasn't as much murder when I went in real life.
Well, that's good, you know. That's always a good trip. When you get back, people say, how was your trip? Well, nobody got murdered.
Not that I know of.
Let's move on from murder.
Yeah, let's get away from the topic.
Actually, no, let's not, because I have something to say about murder, because this play,
wait,
this musical.
Murder? I hardly know her.
This musical was actually based on a true life thing that happened, a real murder situation.
TBH, I did not know that.
Well, to BH?
To BH.
No, yeah, it was based on a real set of murders. The reporter that wrote it, that covered the story, she wrote a play called Chicago, and then they made a musical based on the play. So it's all based on real life events.
I mean, I don't mean to condone murder, but
no, you
cool.
mean to. I could hear it in your voice. You had that sinister, like, growl, like very a first-time cool. caller. I'm a first-time
caller, long-time listener,
and also a murderer.
Exactly.
Well, you liked the musical, but what did you like the plot? Did you like the music? Was it a combo of the both?
You know, it was a little much at times, but yeah, I think the combination worked really well. I think
wait, when you say it was a little much at times, what was much? The music? Are you not a jazz fan?
No, I am. It's just like a little much of that, like really like high drama. You know what I mean?
Oh, so it wasn't, it had nothing to do with the music?
No.
It was just, you felt like it was a little too serious?
Just like, y'all calm down, chill out a little bit.
But it's based on a true story. This really happened. These are people's emotions you're playing with, Elise.
Yeah, but they didn't really dance like that to every moment of their life. I mean, the story itself, okay, I guess that's based off of something real, but,
yes.
You know, a lot of the scenes with the songs and the dancing were not in real life. Those were added later.
Okay. Very flashy. You didn't like the flashiness of it?
I'm not saying I hated it. I'm just saying it was a lot. There was a lot happening constantly.
Well, yeah. I think that they took the events happening in the actual story and they made songs out of them. It's a musical.
What?
Did you know that?
To do? That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, I like that too. I'm just saying it's the same, like, really flashy style over and over where I'm like, yeah. Okay, I get it.
I don't know if this is true or not, but every time they cut away to, like, a scene of the dancing or everything, I felt like that was how they were picturing things in their subconscious. So I like when they blended the real scene with the, like, kind of over-the-top jazzy stuff.
Yeah. No, yeah, I totally, totally get it. And I understand it, and I think it's a cool idea. It's just,
You wanted it to calm down.
I think just after, like, such a long time of that happening over and over and over, it's kind of like, all right, I'm ready.
But I liked that because I felt like it kind of strung the musical together. It gave it a theme. It gave it a look. It gave it like a little connector thingy.
Yeah, it's just like the same dance moves over and over.
I don't know. Maybe I just didn't notice that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean,
no, it's not okay. I'm very torn up. So did you, now that we know that you hated this musical,
no,
did
I
you have...
did not hate it.
Did you have a favorite song? Elise, I am so uncomfortable right now.
Why?
I don't know. This chair is not doing it for me today. It's being a little turd. Come on, chair.
Well, you can move.
No. I'm just going to stay right here.
Okay.
Anyways,
we were talking about it.
We were talking about your favorite song.
Yes. Okay. So my favorite song is the Cell Block Tango.
Okay.
I think that is a very good song.
There are six words that they say it constantly.
Oh,
can you name all of the six words?
Six?
Yep.
And
oh, your name. I thought you were asking how many words.
No, I'm
no,
saying
that's one of them. Yes,
yeah,
six.
Six is one. And then squish.
Six is one. That's a funny sentence.
Squish.
Squish.
And
come on. You got this.
Hold on a second. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And I'm missing like the first one.
Yep.
Cicero.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that one word is. Lipshish.
Lipshits.
Okay. That's one. I'm missing one.
You're missing one. What was your computer doing constantly?
Beep.
No, not beep. Gosh.
What was my computer doing?
You got the clue. You just said the wrong word. It's a different onomatopoeia.
Bonk.
Beep. Bonk. They're not, they don't have robot sounds in the musical Chicago. What if I did this?
Pop. Pop. pop.
There we go.
That's it. Okay. So, pop, six, squish, slip, shush. And I already lost it.
Yep. Okay, that's fine.
But I got it the first time.
Yes. That's you got good. Them all. Okay, we got pop, six, squish, Cicero,
and Lipschitz. I thought it was Lipschitz.
No, it's because she didn't do it.
Oh, it's How do you spell that?
It's U-H-U-H, I think.
But U-H-U-H is
No, U-H-H-U-H is
Oh, so U-H-U-H.
This is a very great section of the podcast. People are going to be like, oh, I learned so much. I learned how to spell and
I learned there was a difference. Like they report it to like their parents later.
Yeah.
I learned.
that was a great scene.
I like it because it's a bunch of ladies killing men.
Okay, well, see you later. I'm out of here.
You turn back to your radio DJ voice. And I'm out of here, folks.
James, what was your favorite song? Well, let me
see. James, what was your favorite song?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked. Yeah. We both reached for the gun.
Wait, when?
No, I wasn't. That's my favorite song. Oh, you're so...
hilarious.
Did you say, oh, there he is? Oh, hilarious. I thought you said, oh, there he is. I was like, who? Oh, there he is.
My dad.
Hey, Dad, I learned how to say uh-huh on the podcast today.
He's so proud of me.
Anyways, no, we both reached for the gun. That was my favorite.
And tell me why.
Tell me why.
I was going to say, tell me why did you reach for the gun?
I think it's my favorite just because there's the whole thing with the puppets, the marionettes.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. That was my second favorite. I was trying to decide between the two.
When they start going, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, we both, oh, yes, we both, we follow the gun, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That I love that.
Yeah.
And then they slow it down, and I'm like, oh, dang. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're like, definitely.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yeah. And then they speed up. Makes me happy.
So happy that you say, oh, dang.
Oh, dang.
Oh, dang, they did that.
What do you think about this Funny Honey song?
No, yeah, I really like that song because it starts with her saying how great he is mixed in with like his little, you know, he's lying mm-hmm. for her. He's helping her out with the cops and all that stuff. And I forget what was like the one line that where he like turned against her.
It's when he finds out like the guy's name. And like,
because
she had said that it was a burglar, and he's like, "Wait, that guy sold us our furniture."
She knows him, yeah. So then it starts like coming untangled, and then she's like, "What does she say?"
I think she says "crummy" instead of it used to be like "funny honey," and then
yeah, she just
says
like
crummy.
Complimenting him, but she's also being really mean to him because she's saying like how he just does whatever she wants, and you know he doesn't basically have a spine, and I don't feel like you pitied him at all. You just laughed at him, poor guy.
Oh, the Amos,
yeah,
John C. Reilly's character. It's funny to me. I mean,
it is kind of funny.
It's sad, but the way that he portrayed that character just makes me laugh. How he says like people see right through him and don't notice him, and like there's several times where all of a sudden. In the musical, he like
there.
Pops. He's like, "Hey guys," and I'm like, "Oh, didn't know you were here."
Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah. But no, I pitied him. I guess, but there's something to be said too about somebody that just like sticks with her.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was obviously a really cruel to him, and
yeah.
He's just like trying to stick up for her. So Roxy Hart, she gets thrown in the slammer, and she meets. What was her name? Mama Matron or something? Mama.
Oh, I just caught Mama. That's all I don't know.
Okay. She meets Mama.
Mama.
Mama. I don't know why Mama I said it.
Mama Mia.
Like. It's a Mia, Mama Matron.
That's a spicy Queen Latifah. Is that who that is?
Yeah, Queen Latifah. Okay. What do you think about Queen Latifah in this role?
Oh my goodness gracious. I'll tell you what. I liked it.
Okay. any particular reason?
Well, at first, when she had her song called Being Good to Mama.
Or yeah, when you're good to Mama, Mama's good to you.
Yeah, which I don't like it when you say it. But...
Hey, Elise, look at me in the eyes.
No, when, no,
when
no,
you're
no.
good to Mama.
No, no.
Mama's good to you.
I really feel like I need to throw up.
That's fine.
So let me go do that real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Well, that was a quick little puke you had.
Yeah, I like to have short little pukes.
There's a shirt. We're going to make a shirt. Everybody go to our Redbubble page. Quick little puke shirts.
Just left for a quick little puke. Anyways, wow. So yeah, she does her, when she starts doing her song, like 30 seconds into it, I was like, I don't know. Maybe this is going to be my favorite song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a possibility.
But yeah, she does a great job in that song.
Yeah, she totally kills it. And I don't think I realize how much I liked her, but I do.
How much you're a Queen Latifah head?
Is that like the clever name that she gives
no,
her fans?
No, that's not clever at all. I'm sad that I said that.
It should be. I'm going to leave for another quick little puke.
So imagine this. Kathy Bates was originally going to be cast as
is this a fact?
The mama. It is a fact. Yes, it's not.
You know
one.
What? I always forget that Kathy Bates can sing because she was in
she
Annie.
Can't? What? Kathy Bates was in Annie?
Yeah, she was Annie's orphan
dog
lady. Miss Hannigan. And she sings Easy Street. And she sings really well.
See, I'm not familiar with Annie. We're going to do an episode where we just watch all the versions of Annie.
Yeah, we are.
And rate them from 1 to 3. I didn't know Kathy Bates could sing. I couldn't imagine her in this role. After seeing Queen Latifah, I just felt like maybe because Queen Latifah felt like a good age. Kathy Bates seems too old to me to be.
But how old was Kathy Bates? When was this released?
2002. Kathy Bates was 96 in 2002.
I was not expecting that. But yeah, at first I was like, that's probably accurate.
I don't know. Let's not talk about a woman's age. That's not this podcast. That's not what it's
when
for.
When do you care?
How dare you?
Are you a Kathy Bates defender now?
I am. I'm a Kathy Bates head.
2 seconds ago, you just
I'm sorry. I'm not being good to Kathy, and Kathy's not going to be good to me. So let's move on because I just can't stand myself right now. So let's move on. We got this song. We meet Billy Flynn. Good old Billy Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
And he sings about all I care about is love. What'd you think about this guy?
I would like you to explain it to me because I 100% don't get it.
You don't get the song?
No, I don't get it.
Well, I mean, he's being insincere. So the whole song is all I care about is love, but really he cares about money. And so he says several times, I'm not here for the money, but then he really is. So his whole thing is razzle dazzle people, you know,
the
put
old
up a facade. He's trying to make himself look one way, and instead of this whole thing, the whole musical is kind of about putting up a front, making people see what you want them to see, and but really there's a deep-seated corruption underneath the whole thing. So I think him saying all I care about is love, that's what he wants people to think he cares about. But what he actually cares about is money, just like money and fame. Do you get it now?
Yeah, I think that I just felt like it's so obvious. I mean, he's a lawyer, so
right.
It's pretty obvious that that's not what he's here for. So it just seemed kind of a ridiculous claim.
Well, yeah, I think that's the point of the song. It is supposed to be ridiculous. We're supposed to go, wait a second, he's not here for love.
Got it. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I could help you through that one.
I think they could have done more, though, like in that scene during his song. They could have done more to make it more ironic or more like funny.
Yeah,
because it was just dancing. They just danced around him while he said, "I only care about his
Yeah,
love."
And Richard Greer played Billy Flynn in the movie adaptation, and he looked real uncomfortable, didn't he? I was like, he looks real old in this
scene.
Yeah,
he just looked old.
Which, I mean, it made sense later on. Like in the, I think he did a great job in other scenes, but just that opening scene, I felt like he looked really out of place in the movie.
Yeah, I would say
Who would you get to play Billy Flynn?
Oh, wow.
Who's your B-I-double-L-Y?
You know what I'd go with? Ooh. I'd go with B.J. Novak.
B.J. Novak from The Office?
Yeah, and other things.
Name something else he's been in.
He was in Mary Poppins.
No, was in...
Sorry. Disney.
Saving Mr. Banks.
Walt Disney.
He was in Walt Disney? That's disgusting. No, he was in Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh, come on. Don't make it like that. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Who would you have?
I'm going to say a name, and it's one that's on my list of people that were offered the role. So I'm kind of cheating here, but I kind of like the idea of this guy, and I think Kevin Spacey.
Oh, that's out of this world. He can sing?
Kevin Spacey can sing. I believe he's a dancer as well. So I could see him tapping his little butt off.
Wow. Okay. No, yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay, well, problem solved. All right, get out of here, Richard Greer. What was your favorite moment with Renee Zellweger in this
musical? That's too easy. So of course I don't know what song is that called. I can't do it alone. Yes, yeah. I thought of one. And oh no, what's her name?
Roxy. Oh no, the other girl, Velma. Yeah. Velma Kelly.
I don't know why I can't remember names ever. So Jinkies. Velma. Yeah, now that I should definitely recall it. So she sings her little I Can't Do It Alone song, and she gives her little pitch about, like, we gotta work together, we gotta do it. And then she just looks at her, the camera comes real close up to her face, and she goes,
yeah. Annalise, like, Peter Pants had to go change.
Yeah, I did. I said, just hang on a second, gotta adjust.
Yeah,
just wasn't
Roxy
expecting
Hart,
that comedy.
More like Roxy Fart, because she made a poot noise with her mouth.
It sounds like an insult, but really we're just describing the noise that she made.
Yeah. With her mouth. Yeah, she just goes...
We're not saying that she is a fart.
Well, speak for
Are
yourself.
We?
I think
you
she was
just
a little...
said...
She was a little cloud of methane floating around in this movie.
We just said...
No, she did a great job.
Okay.
Love
you,
Roxy. Renee.
She's definitely listening. That was my favorite part, but did you like that part?
Oh, I love that part. I don't think that part's in the soundtrack, because I feel like I would have remembered that, because I listened to that song, and I love that song because she goes, when she's singing about what her and her sister dance, what they do, she
it's
says,
just, yeah, it's just her saying, and
she
then
goes,
I'll do
I
this.
I go, and then the music's like, and then she's like, and then she'd go, and then it's just like, and I love that. I love it so much.
Yeah, as it was happening, I thought of you listening to the music, and I was like, I bet that's funny to listen to.
It's so great to listen to, because it's fun to watch because you see her dance, but it's so good even musically how they just made the instruments. There's so much movement in the instruments, if that makes sense. Like, you feel the action in the...
Yeah.
Like, when she says, I go, and then, like, the music fills in what she would do. Like, you don't even have to see her dancing, and you're just like, I know exactly what's happening.
Yeah, no, that was, I like that scene too, because it also just reminded me of, you know, how I tell stories.
I go, and then she go, and then I go.
Mm-hmm. And I just act it out, and they're just
and like, then
they're
and
like,
then
the,
yeah, exactly. Whoever no you're telling cares. This story to is like,
yep. Every time.
And then I bet you feel like a real Miss Cellophane, don't you?
Yeah, I really do. I take out my little blush and I put it carefully on my cheeks and I draw little sad clown eyes.
Oh.
Get my top out at.
Top hout at? Gotta get my top hout at.
I'm not even sure what came top out of my hat mouth just
out,
then.
I believe.
That was the intent.
Did you like the Mr. Now I'm messing up my words. Both having a little mouth
seizures.
Did you like the Mr. Cellophane song?
I think I did, yeah. It was, I feel like, I almost thought that would be your favorite song because you were really laughing at that.
Well, I had listened to the song on the soundtrack and I really enjoy that song. It's just, to me, it's funny. It's, you know, I mean, it's not like a super upbeat song or anything, but it's just, it's kind of clever. And this musical does a really good job of making songs that can stand on their own, but they're so relevant to the plot as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then his dancing, when I actually saw him doing it live, his dancing is just, it's so subtle and so like exactly what you would think someone like that with that character would dance
and
like.
Well, and it's so forgettable, which is like the whole point.
Exactly.
He can't even like make an impression on us.
Yes. Well, I think now would be a good time since we're talking about this particular song. Do you want to rate my facts?
I do want to rate your facts.
Okay, now it's time for rate my facts.
And that's a fact.
Wow. Little twist on the end. Remix.
Yeah, I like to change it up sometimes. Keeps people interested.
Well, we're going to... Normally, we do a little rating the facts, and then we do a little, like, maybe one's fake, one's fact. But I think I'm going to do a fake or fact right off the bat. What do
Whoa,
you think about... Ooh,
I'm ready.
You don't care, do you?
No, I'm so ready.
You're like, just do one.
No, okay. I'm pumped for this. Let me just take a quick little puke first. All right, I'm back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
So since we were just talking about Mr. Cellophane, I'm going to give you three facts. Well, one of them's fake.
Okay.
The first one is John C. Reilly, the guy that played Amos in the movie, hates clowns and was terrified to do that Mr. Cellophane scene.
Hmm.
So that is the first fact.
Interesting.
The second fact is... this was one of the few Best Picture winners as the Oscar that did not win Best Screenplay or Best Director.
I believe that.
Rob Marshall directed this. And this is the last fact. This was actually Rob Marshall's first theatrical movie to direct. So there are your three fact or fake.
Say the third one more time.
This was Rob Marshall's first theatrical movie to direct.
Oh,
and then we have this one won for Best Picture, but not for Best Screenplay or Best Director. And that John C. Reilly hates clowns and was terrified to do the Mr. Cellophane scene.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Cellophane.
Egads.
Egads.
I'm going to go with the third one.
You think this was not Rob Marshall's first theatrical movie to direct?
Yeah, it just sounds like the most boring fact, so.
It's actually true.
Dang it.
Have you ever won one of these? The fact or fake?
Never.
Never. Okay, that's fine. I guess
time.
I'm really good at tricking you.
You're really good at lying.
No, this was Rob Marshall's first theatrical movie to direct. And actually, they wanted him to direct Rent. Like a version of Rent.
Oh,
and they were like,
okay.
Hey, we want to make Rent and into
we
a movie.
Make Rent?
Yeah. they wanted to take the Broadway musical Rent and make it into a movie. And he said...
So that they could pay rent.
Yes. And he said, no. How about let's do Chicago instead? So it was actually his idea to do Chicago.
Chicago. Interesting.
But I think that's really sad, because then the other fact that's true is that it won for Best Picture and not for Best Director. So this was his first one, and it won for Best Picture, but then they were like, but you didn't direct it that great, so...
That's kind of sad, but also, you know, you just got to get up and try again.
Great advice. Listen up, kids.
Listen up, Rob Marshall.
Do just like Rob Marshall did and get up and try again. I wonder if he won any other movies for Best Director.
Probably not. Probably got hit with depression after that.
Probably. Okay, so that means that the fake fact was that John C. Reilly hates clowns. He's actually a clown enthusiast. He was such a clown enthusiast that he insisted in designing his own makeup for this scene. And it was actually his idea to incorporate Amos, his character, putting on the makeup at the beginning of the scene. So he loves clowns so much, he wanted to put on his own makeup. And
honestly, that makes me scared of him.
Really? You don't like clowns, do you?
Clown enthusiast? Have you ever met a clown enthusiast?
Yeah. Yo soy.
You are?
No, I wouldn't say I'm an enthusiast, but I like clowns. Not like super creepy into clowns, but I mean, I think they're funny.
You're into clowns.
You're into clowns?
Yeah.
Is that like straw into gold? Mm-hmm. You're into clowns.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's where you're at.
I pee clowns.
I don't like that, though. I don't like that you are
that
a clown
I enjoy
clowns.
I'm not a clown enthusiast. I like clowns. There's a difference.
I have to go.
Okay, rate these facts. Charlize Theron was actually initially supposed to be Roxy Hart. And she was like, she was going to be like Roxy Hart for sure. But then they switched directors. And then she had to try out again, and they were like, nope. So rate that fact.
I'm going to give that like a 3.
You don't like Charlize Theron?
Well,
or just a boring fact?
I just like don't have an opinion about like either one of them. So
okay,
it's just kind of like, eh. I'm sure they both would have been fine.
What about the role of Billy Flynn? Listen to this list of people they had for thinking about to portray. This sentence does not make sense. I'm going to give up on it.
Never going to give you up.
Initially, they had thought of the role of Billy Flynn being played by Kevin Spacey or John Cusack or Steve Martin or Hugh Jackman.
Oh.
Which I feel like recently we've had a lot of people wanted Hugh Jackman to be in it or Steve Martin, and they're just like, nope.
Yeah.
I wonder why that is. Hugh Jackman thought he was too young for the role, and then he said he regretted not taking the role afterwards. But I could maybe see that. Maybe at the time he was too young. Oh yes, he was too young.
I rate that fact a 5.
Man, I am not doing good with my facts today. Okay.
Well, it had a lot of lists of names, you know.
Then you got bored. Okay, well, here, this last fact that I have, it's not really a fact to do with the movie per se.
It's a fact about you personally?
Yeah, it's, you know, I have a birthmark on my elbow.
Wow, I rate that a 10.
Yeah. Why did I say it like that? Beulah Sheriff Annan is the name of the person that the character Roxy Hart was modeled after.
Right.
This person, in the real life story, when she got acquitted of the murder, she stayed with her husband for a little while, but then publicly divorced him, and then got remarried twice before dying of tuberculosis 4 years later. And here's why I tell you this fact, because it sounds boring at first, but then she got out of jail, divorced her husband, and then got married 2 more times in a span of 4 years. Is that not freaking nuts?
People be crazy.
Okay, well, I have a feeling this is going to get a low rating as well.
No, you know what? Surprise! I'm going to rate this a 9 because of the name Beulah.
Beulah Sheriff Annan.
Be a little Shire Brandon.
Moving on. What does razzle dazzle even mean? Let's talk about that.
I think razzle dazzle means, you know, you're creating a showy performance to really impress someone.
Okay. So it's all about the show.
It's all about the show, baby. What do you think it is?
No, I think that's exactly what it is. I mean, hey. I like this song, first of all, because you get to say razzle dazzle. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it kind of sums up what the whole musical is about, in my opinion, is that everything has a front to it. And there's always something's like kind of seedy going on underneath the surface.
But you razzle dazzle to distract them.
But everybody just wants the razzle dazzle. That's what the public eats up. And going back to what you were saying about it kept switching back and forth between real life and then the showiness. I think I like that they did that because that's kind of what the musical was hinting at, is that like there's like this real life thing, but then that's not what everybody wants to see. Everybody wants to see the showy performance with all the lights and the glitz and the glamour.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that you are confused, because I'm not saying that okay. I hated that.
No, you said you hate this movie. We've established that.
A little sensitive about the movie. No, I really liked the fact that, like, they, like, took, like, when they first show Queen Latifah, going backwards, I know,
Queen Latifah going backwards?
No,
when she's first walking around in reverse.
Yeah, didn't we watch this film in reverse?
Rewind.
There
rewind.
You go. I remember that. I just might regret that.
Something I remember Queen Latifah walking backwards for the rest of my days. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Queen Latifah.
And Roxy.
There you go. That's what I was hoping for. Wow. Anyways, I'm backtracking is what I'm trying to say. But Queen Latifah, when you first see her, are you okay? Okay.
I had to go have a quick little puke. Oh my gosh. I think this is the most scatterbrained episode we've ever made.
No, it's just like,
did we forget? This is our 10th episode. I think we forgot how to make a podcast.
We keep having mouth seizures. That's the problem.
Remember that? You need a minute. What's my hair doing right now? Can you see this?
It looks fine.
Oh, thanks. We were saying Queen Latifah was walking backwards.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, when they first show Queen Latifah, she's dressed in that beautiful gown, and she's, like, on the stage, and she's singing her cool song.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the song is over, it goes back to reality. And it shows her, she's, like, no makeup, and, like, her hair's a little rough, and she's, like, wearing that weird prison dress. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, prison dress. Let's go with that.
And I liked that a lot. Like, I mean, that was, like, a really cool...
You were like, I gotta get one of those dresses.
Yeah, it was the dress that I liked. That was okay. My favorite part of the whole movie, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was just on Amazon for the rest of the movie being like, where can I buy this?
Google search Queen Latifah dress in Chicago.
I just like took a picture of the screen and sent it to Google. It said, help. I need this. Didn't wear it.
Anyway, so what you're saying is you thought that they used that moment to be a really good example of like the back and forth between reality and then kind of what's going on in people's minds. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
But you didn't like how it was used every single song.
My dear friend, here's what I'm saying. I liked that they did that. I thought that was a plus idea.
Okay.
But I'm just, what I was saying earlier was just like, they did the same dance moves over and over, and it was just like the same style over and over, to where I was like,
right,
let's do something a little different, guys. Let's open up our minds a bit.
Okay. So what would you have done? What other style?
Well, like I said, with the Bill O'Reilly scene.
Bill O'Reilly?
What's his name?
Billy Flynn.
Yeah, same thing.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. So with Bill O'Reilly comes out, and, you know, that could have been done with some more irony and some more like...
You didn't like him
tongue
in
cheek.
You didn't like him in the car made out of women?
I just made me sad. Bill O'Reilly was just rolling around on top of a bunch of women.
Too soon. He got fired for that. Remember when Bill O'Reilly made a car out of women?
Yeah, it was all over the news.
Oh, man.
They made one paper that said Bill O'Reilly rolls all over women, and another paper that says Bill O'Reilly did not roll all over women, and they were waiting to see what happened.
What's the verdict?
See, we both reached for the gun. That was a really cool, unique way of doing it. You know, they made him look like puppets, and everybody was, you know, attached to strings. Like, that was a very interesting way to do that.
Yeah.
But then it was kind of like the rest of the stuff was...
Well, I don't know. See, Cell Block Tango had kind of like a cool vibe to it.
That's why it's my favorite.
Yeah. And then, but then you got stuff like the Razzle Dazzle scene where it's kind of like a three ring circus inside the courtroom, which was kind of neat. Then you've got Roxy Hart, which was just kind of her by herself with the mirrors, which was kind of neat.
I will say, you know, I had the thought of, I bet this is cool to see live because it's pretty much like you're watching it live anyways. Everything is kind of, you know, on a stage. So I will say that if I was watching it live, I would be like, oh, that was cool. Like, I liked that. But it's harder to appreciate things like that when it's in a movie form, I think, because it's you're not seeing it happen right there and you don't know what's been edited. And you feel me?
Yeah. How about I throw some lyrics at you real fast, and then you tell me what song they're from. You want to do that?
I want to do that.
What do we name this segment?
Hold on. If we think about this, we can come up with something good. How about we call it, What Song Is That From?
What Song Is That From? Okay, let's play What Song Is That From?
Oh, can we at least make a jingle so it doesn't sound so lame?
You make this one up.
Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from?
Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from? I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, time to play What Song Is That From. Here we go. Here is your first set of lyrics. Now I'm standing in the kitchen, carving up the chicken for dinner.
Yeah, 100%. That's a Cell Block Tango.
Oh, 100%. Goodness gracious. You got that one fast.
Hey! Oh, I was paying attention to that song really well because I liked it.
See, last week we did this with Phantom of the Opera, which if you haven't listened to that episode, go listen to Phantom of the Opera episode. It's a good one. But we didn't really know the lyrics to Phantom of the Opera, but I feel like this one's easier to guess. But maybe that first one just was a little too easy.
Well, Phantom of the Opera was... it has a lot of, like... Big words and words, convoluted sentences. This is a little bit more simplistic, I think.
Well, for instance, we shall see.
Chicken for dinner. Which, actually, that line made me laugh.
Oh, so that's why you knew it? It stuck with you?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah.
Chicken always sticks with you.
Right on your ribs.
I don't know what that means. Like peanut butter?
Yep.
Okay, here's your next set of lyrics. Then those two-bit Johnnies did it around to cheer the best attraction in town. They nearly tore the balcony down.
Uh-oh.
Got so cocky with Cell Block Tango.
I did get cocky with that.
Now you're like Cell Block, oh no.
Yep, you got it. Can you say it one more time?
Then those two-bit Johnnies did it around to cheer the best attraction in town. They nearly tore the balcony down.
They nearly tore the balcony down.
And I will say, I'll get you in a little clue. I don't know if this is a clue, but there actually is a balcony in this song. I believe even when this line is being spoken, this person is on a balcony.
I'm going to go with, I can't do it alone.
Wow, 2 out of 2.
Hey!
Yeah, nice. I think she's singing on the balcony about how, like, the guys, whenever she and her sister would perform this song, they would want to tear the balcony down. And then I think she slides down a pole at this point.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah. Well, gosh, 2 out of 2. This is the best you've ever done at this game out of the two times we've played it.
Yeah. Second time's the charm is what I always say.
Okay, well, we got two more. Let's see if you can get them. What a stupid thing to say. Of course, we're going to see if you can get them.
You're really hard on yourself today.
I am. Gosh.
Hang in there, buddy.
So here's your third set of lyrics.
Okay.
What if the world slandered my name? Why, he'd be right there taking the blame.
Funny, honey.
Dadgummit. These lyrics lend themselves way too much to the plot.
They really do. That's the thing. I mean, they're good.
Yeah, it's great. Totally... It's not good for this game, but it's great for the plot.
That second one was actually really hard, though. I wouldn't have gotten it without the clue.
Ah, oh, man, I should have never given her that clue.
He said into the mic for everyone to hear.
I should have never given her that clue. First time caller, long time listener.
I knew that was good. Third time murderer.
Let's give Elise the old what for. What
the old razzle dazzle.
Here we go. Though my choo-choo jumped the track, I'd give my life to bring him back.
Oh, that's hard.
A little tricky.
Okay, one more time, but with a British accent.
Though my choo-choo jumped the track, I'd give my life to bring him back.
Scottish.
Don't know what region. Though my choo-choo jumped the track.
There you go.
I'd give my life to bring him back.
Oh, very nice.
Not helping you at all.
I just want to hear some accents. I don't know. I'm just going to go with we both reach for the gun.
Dadgummit, you got 4 out of 4.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
High
you got
five
that one.
To me.
Yeah. Billy Flynn's speaking for Roxy at this part.
Bill O'Reilly.
Saying, yes. He's speaking for Roxy saying, like, even though my choo-choo jumped the track, like my brain went out of whatever. She's like, but I'd give my life to bring him back. I shouldn't have done the murder or whatever.
Gotcha.
So that's where that happens.
You're pleading. Sorry.
Tell me, who would you have replaced Roxy with?
Roxy I'd replace with Diana. How do you say her last name? Agron? Agron?
I don't even know who you're talking about. Is that your next door neighbor?
Yeah. Hey, Diana. Thanks for coming over. See you later. No, she
thanks for the shout out, Elise.
She comes over just in hopes that I'll say her name. Mm-hmm.
And then leaves as soon as you do. She doesn't even stay till the end of the episode.
And she doesn't listen to the episode either.
Oh, that reminds me, rate and review. Okay, anyways.
So Diana is from Glee. She was Quinn on Glee. She's been in some other stuff. I don't really know what else she's been in. Oh, Veronica Mars, I'm reading.
Okay.
And then for Veronica... Velma.
Yeah, not for Veronica Mars.
Not Veronica Mars.
No.
For Velma, I would have Jennifer Lopez. 4 kids, you gotta take all the showbiz.
What was that?
Slow. Little Kanye song for you. Anyways.
So yeah, J-Lo.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. You know what? I want to say she played the role. Maybe like on Broadway or something. No, maybe I'm making that up. A bunch of people have played the roles in this musical, I will say. Like, there was a huge list of people. Like, Ashley Simpson has been in it.
What?
Usher's been in it.
What?
Billy Ray Cyrus has been in it.
What?
Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child.
What?
A lot of people have been in this musical, so I want to say J-Lo was one of them, but I think I might be making that up.
I mean, I would believe it.
Who would you say is the main character of this movie?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that.
Okay. Maybe after we're done recording this podcast, we'll chat about it?
I accept that question. Bill?
Did you just call me Bill?
I did.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm Bill from now on.
It's just... who you are, Bill O'Reilly.
Don't call me Bill O'Reilly, please.
It just happened, okay? Just remind me of him.
Don't say that either. Oh, no. Don't say. Oh no, don't say that I'm Bill O'Reilly.
Now you sound like that Shakira song. Hola, 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 hola.
That's what she based that song on, the musical Chicago.
I bet she did. So what I would like to say about this is that we're first shown Veronica.
Velma.
Veronica. And she takes that, she's coming in late. She's like, who cares about my sister? I don't know what she says. And then she like hides that gun, the bloody gun or whatever. And you're like, okay, so this is our main character. She's obviously just killed somebody. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's see where this goes. Right. Then all of a sudden you see this blonde chick and she's just like staring at her. And I'm like, get out of here. I'm trying to pay attention to the main character. Get out.
She's singing all that jazz. Be quiet.
Right.
Stop having flashbacks of you singing all that jazz.
Yeah. Like,
not flashbacks, but what, you know, daydreams.
Right. And that's a good point. I mean, we at first you're like, is that a flashback? What's she doing? Is she really up there? Who's imagining this? When's my birthday? Where's my
Dad?
Mom? So yeah, needless to say, a lot of questions. Anyway, so I kept wanting to like not have her the main character because I was introduced to the other girl first.
Mm.
But 100% at the end, I thought that Roxy was the main character. I mean, she's got her own song named Roxy.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of how I feel. And so the reason I bring this up is because I heard that Catherine Zeta-Jones and Renee Zellweger's they're like agents were like fighting to get them both like top billing on like the poster.
Oh.
And like Catherine Zeta-Jones wanted like the big, like, I don't know, to be the main name on the poster. And I just, after seeing the movie, I'm like, no, go away. This is a Roxy movie. Like, Velma's a big part of it, but like, can you imagine like a poster for this movie and it's just like Velma? And then after you saw it, you'd
and
just
she's
be
like, Jinkies.
Yeah.
She Where's just, my murder weapon?
No. Get a Scooby snack from the theater concession stand.
Zoinks, Scobe.
Zoinks, they both reach for the gun.
Yeah, let's revamp this entire musical.
With the Scooby-Doo cast? Okay, who would be Billy Flynn?
Shaggy.
Shaggy. I think Shaggy would be Amos. Fred is Flynn.
Yeah, you're right.
And so then we got, would Velma be Velma, though?
Yeah, I guess so. And Daphne would be Roxy.
Hmm, we did it.
Although Velma's more of an underdog, so maybe she should be Roxy to start out, you know?
That'd be weird to have Daphne play Velma.
I mean, it would be a twist, but that's how you reel the people.
Wait, who's Scooby? Is Scooby the mama matron or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Ruh-roh. When you're good to Scooby, Scooby's good to you.
Yeah.
Just slide a little Scooby snack into her bra. Well, that didn't. Oh, gosh. Because she does that in the movie with the money. Never mind. Uh-oh. Lisa's mess. She's freaking out. Are you just picturing boobs on Scooby-Doo? Is that? Because that's what I'm doing.
I never want you to say that again.
I never will have a reason to.
I really hope not. They would just call him Booby-Doo.
Oh my gosh. Are you proud of yourself? No. I'm going to go have a quick little puke real fast.
I am going to have a quick little puke after that. Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, Velma.
Help me, Roxy.
What would you rate this movie?
Okay, if I had to rate this movie, which I do.
No, you don't. You don't have to. You could skip it if you want. Skip a week.
Gun to my head. Because mm-hmm. Everyone's murdering everyone in this movie.
Yes.
Which, by the way, no, never mind. I'm not going to get into that.
Okay.
So if I had to rate this movie, which I do, I would rate
it. You don't have to.
Gun to my head. I would rate this movie a... Sorry, I had a little interference.
7.3.
Yeah, that's where I'd be.
So not even a 7.5? 7.5 of a half.
You can look at it that way, but it's not technically accurate.
Okay. But tell me why, though. Why 7.3? What?
Tell me why, because it just wasn't great. Just kidding.
You hated this movie.
No, I'm totally
You said
kidding.
Chicago. No.
Oh. Well, I mean, I've already said, but, you know, basically just doing certain scenes a little bit more differently, trying to have more creative ideas for certain things. And I think it'd be better with our characters that we've chosen.
I thought you were about to say R. Kelly.
Yeah, R. Kelly too. I think he'd be great in there.
It'd be better with R. Kelly.
I mean.
Trapped in Chicago. I really like this musical, honestly. The music is just, I love the jazziness of it. I like that the slow songs are not even like, they're not like ballads. They're like, they're still kind of upbeat a little bit. Like they have a certain like old time jazzy swagger to them. So yeah, Mr. Cellophane and like Funny Honey, they were all like slower songs, or even the one that they sing at the end nowadays. Which I thought was interesting that the first song is all that jazz on a stage, and they never actually get on an actual stage again until the very last song for nowadays, which I thought was kind of interesting because the whole thing kind of feels like it's on a stage.
Yeah, it does. Definitely.
But they never actually perform. Anyways, I don't know. I'd give it a 9. I like it a lot. The music just, that's my kind of thing.
Wow, a 9? Have you ever given anything that high of a rating?
I don't know. Maybe not. But I really like this one. I like how it looks visually. I like the jazziness of it. I don't know. I like it.
You like murder?
I don't like murder.
Well, it is funny. Like at the end, you know, she should be jumping up and down that she's like a free woman. Yeah. And she's like, they didn't even want my picture.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think we're done. I think to quote Renee Zellweger, and I think we're done unless you have anything else to say.
I wish that we could put that in there, like that actual clip of her doing that.
I'm sure we could find a GIF of it. If you follow us on Twitter or Instagram, we could probably find a GIF of Renee Zellweger just making a little sound.
I can make one.
Oh, you can make a GIF. You're the GIF giver.
I accept that title. That's me now.
All right. Well, follow us on Instagram, guys. If you're not doing that, you should anyways. On Instagram and on Twitter. On Twitter, we are WRLM Podcast. And on Instagram, we are at We Really Like Musicals. And keep an eye out for the next week. We're doing Sweeney Todd.
Are we?
We are.
Yes.
Another one Elise has not seen, but I have. And I think we're going to have a guest next week. So get excited for that. I don't know. I guess if you're really into guests. But
there's someone out there who is just stoked out of their minds right now about the guest.
But you don't have to wait for us to post anything about alternate titles either. You can just get right on there and use hashtag We Really Like Musicals Pod and tweet out an alternate title for Sweeney Todd, because that's what we're going to be doing. And so I think that's it for We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and
I'm Elise. Booby-Doo.
Musicals. I'm going to use Booby-Doo. So.
Are you really? You're really putting that in there?